As I know my existence, I know truth. As I know my existence, I know truth. All the religions of the world, all the philosophies of the world, are attempting to teach truth. They're attempting to teach the reality. They're attempting to teach man how to be man. And the strange thing is that man sometimes shows more humanity to animals than man shows to one another. And sometimes man shows inhumanity to animals more than he shows humanity to one another. How do we begin to live our life so that we might know my existence, know our existence, and know truth? How do we begin to know truth when about us are so many people who tell us that they have the truth, that they have the knowledge, that they have the information, that they have allness? How do we begin to see it for ourselves? And we can go through the Bible. The Bible says, go to the Father within. The teachings of Hinduism teach meditation. They teach how to listen to the divine within. All these things teach us how to go within. Well, now, if everyone teaches us to go within, perhaps that's where truth is. Perhaps that's, we know our existence and we know truth. When we know who we are, we know what we are. We know why we are. We know the divine in us. We know the purity in us. We know the love in us. Love your neighbor like yourself. Live your life so beautifully that all the things you do make you happy. And you can be sure it'll make your neighbor happy too. All the things you do make you feel fulfilled. Rex just heard something outside and he was barking at it. And he was trying to know the truth. He was trying to know his existence. He knew that perhaps a car went by up on the road, or perhaps a person was walking by looking around, but it's raining outside. And it's a very rainy, rainy day today, as it was yesterday, happily. And the rains are making the roads all mucky, you can be sure of that. And you have to be very careful where you go on these mucky roads, because you don't want to get yourself stuck. But then again, isn't that what we do when we start to know our existence? We start to know the truth. As we start to know the truth, what happens? We begin to get stuck. We begin to get stuck on our point of view, on our vision, on our awareness. And as we are stuck on our vision and our awareness, what we are doing is we are limiting ourselves so that we don't really know what the truth is. Little children know the truth perhaps more beautifully than adults do, because little children just follow whatever their inner self tells them to do. They share their toys. They share their life. They share all that is good. Little children are just beautiful examples of love, beautiful examples of joy, beautiful examples of wonder and peace. Can we be that beautiful example of joy and wonder and peace? Can we be that beautiful example of living ourselves, of loving ourselves, and loving the world about us that we created? And we are always creating moment by moment. That's the truth. The truth is our thoughts are creating our world. The truth is our thoughts are bringing forth out of the infinite all the divine, all that is lovely, all that is good. Our thoughts are bringing it forth. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We listen to that divine within ourselves. We listen to the voice of allness within ourselves. And then we follow it. We follow it like little children follow it. And as little children follow it, they have a wonderful, glorious response to life. They have a wonderful, glorious response to all that is going on in their world, and they feel good and very good about it. Do you feel good when you've talked to another person? Do you feel good when you have become quiet for a while and listened to the divine within you? Do you feel good when you look at the world around you and you call everything good, you call everything wonderful? Well, you can be sure then you're beginning to know the truth. Because everything that is and everything that could ever be is created beautiful and good and wonderful and perfect now. You are created beautiful, good, wonderful, and perfect now. You are the divine expressing here on this human world. You are the divine expressing the truth of who you are and who each is. As I know my existence, as I know where I came from and what I am doing here, I know the truth. And the truth sets me free. The truth unbinds me from all the limitations of appearances, and all things that I see about me are of no account because they pass away. And the only thing that stands forth forever is the truth. The only thing that stands forth forever in my life is that which is divine, that which is whole, that which is wonderful. As we read, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same goes for you and me. The Word is with our divine self, and the Word is with us. We know the truth. We know the truth that all is in divine order, and all is good, and all is beautiful. We know that, and we delight in that. And as we know and delight in the truth is always expressed in and through our lives, in and through our world, in and through all that we are. And we feel magic. We feel wonder. We feel goodness. We feel peace. We feel light. We feel all that is fantastic. For this is who we are. And this is all we are. And this is why we are. Be yourself and have fun. That's the truth. And the things that are fun are good. They're good for everybody. The things that are fun are good for all of life. The things that are fun are beautiful and fantastic and joyous now. I let the voice in me resound in purity. I let the truth in me resound in joy. Though all the world may say, they are good and they are beautiful and they are wonderful, I know what is good and beautiful and wonderful. All that is good and beautiful and wonderful is the truth of light, and the truth of joy, and the truth of peace, and the truth of magic. For this is all that matters, and all that ever will matter. For that is who you are. Be yourself and have fun. Know the truth about yourself. Live in your delight. As you look into the light, you are filled with light. And as you look into darkness, you are filled with darkness. That's the truth. And the darkness has light in it when we bring it with our vision, with our love, with our wholeness. The light has vision in it, just as darkness has vision in it when we bring it our light. So today, set the course in motion for yourself to live a life filled with beauty, joy, and harmony, filled with the music of your soul, filled with all that is good and beautiful. And as I know my existence, and I exist only in the divine, I know the truth. I am the divine. You are the divine today and forevermore. Know this about yourself. Delight in this about yourself. Thrill in this about yourself. And look at every single being in your world and know that they are the truth. And know that this is the existence that you have, the existence that I have, the existence of all that is good. And of all things you can be sure, I love you. I love you. I love you.